The world's fastest bundle of genetic material is expected to arrive this summer. The mother-to-be is sprinter Marion Jones, who won 5 medals in the 2000 Olympics. The father-to-be is Tim Montgomery, the 100-meter record holder. Their offspring is the most anticipated arrival in sports since tennis stars Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi became parents more than a year ago. Commentator Frank DeFord wonders if there's a trend here.
Perhaps now that more and more women are engaged in sports, this mating of the athletic sexes will increase. There didn't used to be that many pan-athletic marriages. After all, traditionally, athletes were supposed to lust after cheerleaders. But there have been long romances recently between the second baseman Roberta Alomar and tennis's Mary Pierce, and the golfer Sergio Garcia and another tennis star, Martina Hingis. And here's two current champions who've been seen in each other's company, Serena Williams and Keyshawn Johnson of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Soccer's Mia Hamm and shortstop Nomar Garciaparra are engaged. Anna Kournikova has been linked with more fading NHL stars than the New York Rangers payroll department. Suddenly, sports is more a fertile paparazzi territory than is Hollywood. But really, could any matchmaker have ever linked up Marion and Tim, the swiftest creatures God ever fashioned? And will their child be a veritable little Mercury? Well, in fact, probably not. Something known as the regression to the mean invariably kicks in as the human race approaches extremes. That means that ultimates paired are more likely to produce a scale back rather than yet a new leap forward. Lowell Agassi and Lil Jones Montgomery might very well end up as insurance adjusters or website designers rather than even run-of-the-mill tennis players or sprinters. Indeed, seldom does one great star begat another, except in auto racing, where various Unsers, Allisons, Earnharts, and Andretti's keep reigning like so many Plantagenets and Windsors. Brett Hull, the ice hockey son of Bobby Hull, and Peyton Manning, the football son of Archie Manning, are rare examples of second-generation greatness approximating the first. But then, and happily, nothing is more capricious in this world than the quality of offspring. Indeed, there is an expression in horse racing which perfectly sums this up. You breed the best to the best, and then hope for the best. There are unexpected problems, too. War Emblem, last year's Kentucky Derby winner, was syndicated at stud for many millions of dollars. Turns out, War Emblem doesn't much care for the ladies. Bloodlines are just never any assurance, whatever the specie. A few years ago, there was a handsome chestnut thoroughbred colt with championship breeding named Frank DeFord. Frank DeFord ran very fast, too, only just in the mornings at workouts. He wouldn't attend to business during the races, especially if Frank DeFord was racing against some good-looking fillies. One day, my wife got a phone call. Here is what she was told. Carol, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to geld Frank DeFord.
Ouch. The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.